Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. A little Steppenwolf bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chester Elton is our guest, our longtime Brain Trust member, now coming up on 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of The Culture Works, co-author of a number of books. The Orange Revolution is one, and a bunch of others that have orange connected colors and themes. But the new book is called All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results, co-authored with Adrian Gostick. Chester, thanks again for hanging out with us. Cultureworks.com or TheCultureWorks.com?
TheCultureWorks.com. Right. Thanks for that.
Put
yeah.
The on the front, and you can find their books wherever books are sold. What else you got on your website people would find interesting, Chester?
Well, you know, we talk about reward and recognition and how you use that to communicate, but we also talk about how to build a healthy culture. You know, what are the elements of really high-producing cultures? And kind of what we've been talking about this morning about making sure you've got the right bosses in the right place, and you've got a noble cause. You know, not just the what you do and how you do it, but why you do it is very motivating for people. There's lots of great tips on there and some free downloads. So encourage your listeners to go there.
I do encourage you to, folks. TheCultureWorks.com. It's the work that Chester and Adrian do is outstanding. Chester, we're talking about bad bosses. We talked about the cost of bad bosses. You know, there's an old cattle farmer's saying that I learned as a kid: a good bull is 50% of your herd. A bad bull is 100% of your herd.
Exactly.
A good boss is half of your performance. A bad boss is 100% of your performance, only you're not going to like the performance.
And, exactly.
And so think about that, folks. So, Chester, one of the things I know you focus on is if you're in a situation where the boss, you know, bosses come and go and employees often stay, you're in a business, you're in a company you like being where you are, but you don't like this particular person you're working for. And so what are some things we can do and stay where we are?
Well, you know, I know you're a big advocate of this. Find a mentor. Find
Absolutely.
Somebody you can talk to. You know, don't complain in the workplace, but find somebody that will give you great advice. And it should be outside the workplace. And by the way, you may need to go for some counseling and whatnot, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there used to be quite a stigma attached if you went for therapy that was a sign of weakness.
Right.
No, it's not. You know, mental health is a big deal. And, you know, some of the best advice I ever got from a mentor was that when you're really in a bad situation and you're working your way out of it, either to move within the company or just leave, is he says, you know, don't lose confidence. You know, you gotta believe in yourself. What bad bosses are really good at doing is taking away your confidence and making you feel worthless. Don't let that happen. And here's a great piece of advice I got from one of my mentors. He said, listen, the greatest revenge is to live well. You know,
exactly.
He said, listen, thank your lucky stars that when you wake up in the morning, you're you and not him.
and that was part of what I was saying earlier in the previous segment. That's kind of what I would do. Let me ask you a question, though. Is it appropriate? Is it once you've got to your wit's end, is it appropriate? I mean, I know it's touchy, but before you leave as a last resort, could you not go around that boss and go to another person, or maybe a parallel boss, somebody in one of that boss's peers, and just say, I've got something I need to talk to you about. Can we talk in confidence? I need your help. What do you think about that, Jesse?
Yeah, well, you know, that's usually kind of the exit interview is what you're talking about. And there are cases where these bad bosses will step over the line. And in those cases, you do need to document it. You do need to go to HR or the business owner or something, because, you know, if you care about the people you work with, and most times you do, and you leave, you're leaving them exposed to this bad boss,
right,
too. I mean, they will continue to wreck people's careers. And, you know, you and I have seen this time and time again. When you're unhappy at work, you're unhappy at home.
That's right.
You know,
and in
so
in a small
you've got to kind of protect people you like.
And Chester, in a small shop, when one person is being mistreated, even the people who aren't being mistreated feel badly about it. I mean, it's a bad, rotten apple in the barrel kind of situation, isn't it?
It does. The ripple effect, the contamination goes through. And that's why, you know, you say it so well. You know, when you've got a bad boss, it affects the whole group. And the complaining and the lack of productivity, and it's just a bad situation. So I agree with you. When it gets to the point where the team starts to become dysfunctional, you've got to talk to somebody.
If you're the owner, if somebody out there listening is saying, well, how will I know if I've got a bad boss? Do you like the 360 evaluation approach?
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you, in small organizations, it's really tough because...
Yeah. Tell the audience what that is.
It's not.
Tell them what it is.
Well, the 360 is where you ask everybody to assess you as a leader. And for example, I had this at one job, and it was a sales group, and there were 14 of us, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a pretty small group. Well, there was one question where we all gave the same answer, so now there's no anonymity. Do you know what I mean? So that's where it got really tough. And the question was, do you have confidence in the general manager? And the answer was overwhelmingly no.
Wow.
So now the general manager comes in and there's no mystery. The whole team has lost confidence.
He can't fire everybody. That means, well, I mean, surely he took that as a good sign to improve.
Yeah. You know, different people react differently to that. Yeah. So I do like when you get in and get assessments.
Very interesting.
Key.
Hey, Chester, I've got to wrap it up. Can I have your website again, please?
You bet. It's thecultureworks.com. The book is all in, and we've got some great discussions going on LinkedIn. Feel free to join us. But my favorite book of the day is The Age of the Consumer by Jim Blasingame.
Age of the Customer. Thank you, Chester Elton. I appreciate that very much. Come back to see us real soon. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day, I promise, and I will be right back. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.